T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Whoa. Sorry, Riggs. I'm trying to set up a ton of things here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I feel like I'm in a spaceship right now with all the computer stuff I got surrounding me. This is weird. Okay, so I was going to talk to you about The Bachelor and what happened, and why would someone turn this down is really what we want to know, because most people who want to be offered it after they go on The Bachelorette or any of these other shows, well, Peter Krause, like 3 years ago, turned it down, and everyone was like, why won't he do it? He came in second on Rachel Lindsay's season. They were like, why is he? He's the runner-up. He's the shoo-in. And then they picked Ari. And then that became a whole nother season. So they went back and they said, we still don't know why you turned down that season of The Bachelor. It's because this is all they have to think about in quarantine, people. You remember?
Yeah.
They're like, why?
People want to know why he turned it down. So why? What did he say?
He finally came out and said, he denied meeting with them 3 times. They then flew him to LA, the producers of The Bachelor. They were courting him. He said the only reason he turned it down is because he was seeing somebody else.
Oh.
He said, I wasn't in a relationship, but I had just met someone. He's like, so it was that point where I don't know if this is going to be anything, but I don't know if I'm prepared to go on The Bachelor and lose it at the same time. So think about it. You leave the show, you meet someone, then they come back and they're like, come on. And so you got this huge opportunity now, but you met someone who may or may not be the one. So what a tough choice,
right?
What do
you really get out of The Bachelor other than publicity and a crappy relationship that probably won't work? What do you get?
You know what? You don't. And that's what was part of his point was. He said, I went to the producers and I said, listen, either I already make more than you're offering to pay me as The Bachelor. So that means he already had a solid job. He goes, and then the rest of my life, I'm Peter the Bachelor. He goes, is that really what I want to be? He's like, the second I do the show, that's who I become. He's like, for the rest of my life, I'm Peter the Bachelor. I'm not like, you know. And I said, that's fair. So again, I don't watch The Bachelor anymore, but I do find it fascinating why some of these people turn him down when you hear some of the backstories when producers are like, come on. And they're like, but I met somebody.
They're going to start scraping the bottom of the barrel now. They're in season, what, 30 or something? So,
well, they don't have to because, you get more. The people are so hot now. They were always hot, but now they're like stupid hot. They're like not even attainable hot.
Can we do a regular Bachelor?
It's like fake.
They have just regular average Joes like you and I. Just like regular looking people.
That was the first 3 seasons. Don't you remember the ugly old dude that did the first season?
Bob Guinea.
No, not
what?
Bob. Bob wasn't
Bob.
First. No.
Who was the first one?
We were like in our early 20s and this guy was in his 30s. The guy was old to us at the time. Alex something. The first Bachelor was not hot. Okay, I'm sorry. No.
Mitchell, that guy?
Thank you. Sure. Whatever you said.
Okay.
Not the
Now you're taking my word for it.
The guys got hotter. The guys got way hotter as it went on. It did not start out that way with The Bachelor.
I don't know. You're speaking French to me with The Bachelor, obviously. So.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 6:55. Today is Friday, if you still care about that. Remember when you used to be excited about Friday? Friday was like, yeah, it's the weekend. Now you're like,
that was life in general. You had something to look forward to, Riggs.
You had plans and
that
and
was,
stuff.
That was part of, that's what the exciting part of life is, the unknown. Well, here we are with the unknown. Like, this is not fun anymore. In fact, you live the monotonous day-to-day to look forward to things like the weekend or a vacation. So that's what makes this so hard on people is we have nothing to look forward to right now.
I know.
We're
just in
stalemate, you know?
My wife looked at me yesterday, dead in the eye, and she goes, what do we have going on this weekend? And I went, really?
I said
it's the weekend. Yes. She goes, I mean, do we have any Zoom calls or anything? Just checking.
Remember
her.
When you didn't want people to bug you on the weekend and now you're like, is anyone calling? Anyone? Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
I know I turned you down to go out 20 times, but who's on a Zoom call without
Please?
Me? Hello?
Come on. House party, anyone? Anyone? So they're saying as they're ramping up the testing for coronavirus, now they're looking for people to help out with contact tracing, which is going to help with stopping out the spread of this. Mm-hmm. Now they're looking...
Go ahead. I was just going to say the CDC, it was interesting, over the past couple days said they've discovered, they've said it in general, they've discovered that some of these cases, there were more coronaviruses earlier in February. Mm-hmm. The first couple cases we didn't know about were early February, we found out in California.
Yep. So now they're saying with the ramp up in testing that we're doing in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. so we can reopen hopefully in the next couple of, in the next month or so, because the new Safer at Home starts today. Through May 26th.
Because today's April 24th. So wait, we've done a whole month now.
We've already done a whole month of
at home.
Yeah.
Wow, that went quick.
Didn't it?
Wow.
It feels like it was 2 years ago.
Dude.
I don't know. This has been the longest year in history already. It's not even April.
Doesn't it feel like I just celebrated my 40th birthday or no?
It does.
It's already been a year. Like, it's like, what just happened, dude?
I have no idea.
Like, how did we get here?
So they're going to start looking to healthcare workers, like be people with immediately within the healthcare systems that are out of work and city workers that are out of work to have them help with contact tracing first. But that's essential. Basically, contact tracing is if you test positive for COVID-19, they say, all right, who have you been in contact with? Where do you work? Mm-hmm. Where's your family at? What's your circle like? And then they go to those people. Those people get tested. They find out who they've been in contact with. Mm-hmm. So on. And so forth. That's how we can trace where it goes back to and spread, stomp it out. So they're looking for people to help out with that. If you can reach out to Waukesha and help out with that. By the way, coronavirus cases, 5,100 in Wisconsin now, 2,400 in Milwaukee County alone. That's cases. It's not deaths. 257 deaths across the state. There's your little
and
update.
It was 37,000 across America yesterday when I looked. Crazy.
Still continuing to stay home, stay safe, wash your hands, wear a face mask if you're out going to the grocery, something like that. You know, be safe. We'll get through it together. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we talked about this yesterday. We were so excited that Aaron Rodgers has finally stepped up and joined the All In Challenge, which is the co-owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Michael Rubin has started this, and it is amazing. They've raised a ridiculous amount of money. It was $8 million the other day. But they're offering... Are you okay, Riggs? I can't even hear you.
I turned on my microphone. I'm choking on a nut.
I'm literally talking, and I see Riggs on the camera on FaceTime, and I'm like, are you dying? Look like you can't breathe.
I took a handful of nuts.
I'm not there to do the Heimlich.
I know. I took a handful of nuts right before, and it was really sharp. Go ahead. Just keep talking.
Well, nobody's there to Heimlich you, so if you feel like you're choking, run into the wall and hit your stomach up against it or something, because I don't know what else to tell you.
Jesus, that sounds dangerous, but okay. Thank you.
I know. Anyway, so Aaron Rodgers joins it. He gives away this amazing experience, once of a lifetime. That is going to be at Lambeau Field. And people can go bid on this. That's an auction item. But there's other great experiences on this website you can bid on for like $10. Like Justin Bieber will fly to your house and you might win it. Cool. Yeah. All goes back to COVID relief. Great.
Yeah.
But something interesting is going on. And I didn't think about it till some of these people started, talking about it. Which is, we've seen the NBA acknowledge this. They had to shut down the season. They've had players get really sick.
Baseball.
We've seen it. Baseball has had to acknowledge it because we couldn't have baseball. And it didn't occur to me. Where's the NFL in all this? Didn't even occur to me. Because they haven't had to make any decisions.
Yeah. Hockey, golf, the Olympics, all these other sports have talked about it except for the NFL.
Actually, no. The Olympics got either pushed or canceled. What was it?
Pushed back to next year.
So they acknowledged it. But I find this interesting because we have our first NFL player officially with Corona. And that so now they're going to have to, because it came out this past week that Brian Allen, he's the a center for the Los Angeles Rams. He tested positive 3 weeks ago. Now, listen to this. He's the first active NFL player to acknowledge this during this pandemic, that he has it. Okay. He's been there for 3 years. He said he wasn't feeling good. He's not hospitalized, but he tested positive. So then they were doing press conferences, and the New Orleans, the Saints, the coach of the Saints, right? Sean Payton,
yeah.
He revealed last month he had tested positive, okay? Mm-hmm. So now you've got a coach for the Saints, and then you've got this player for the Rams, okay? Mm-hmm. But this is where it gets really weird. So this guy for the Rams has known he's had it for 3 weeks, and they've known it. But somebody asked the general manager of the Rams last week, and they both him and Sean McVay, the manager and the coach for the Rams, both dodged the question. When people asked if anyone had gotten sick in the organization, they like wouldn't answer it.
That's weird.
And they just said everybody's doing really well. But it turns out there are people. I don't know why they're not just saying, yeah, it's like the NBA did right away.
I don't know.
It's like you don't have to cancel football this second. Like, we get it. Like, just, and I didn't think about it until somebody pointed out, why are they kind of just not acknowledging it?
I think the NFL lucked out in the sense that this whole thing hit right as the NFL season ended, you know?
For sure.
Because we had the Super Bowl, and then it was
coronavirus. But why lie if somebody has it or dodge the question? Why not just say, yes, one of our guys has it, and we hope he's okay?
Because money. They don't want to have to talk about it. The NFL's all about money. I don't know.
Yeah,
but they're still going on with
they're
still going on with the draft.
Well,
the Packers took
the
quarterback.
The draft was last night?
Yeah.
No?
It was.
At home.
The Packers took a quarterback, Jordan Love from Utah State, which was, ironically enough, 15 years to the date. To the date that Aaron Rodgers was drafted right behind Brett Favre. So they're like, is this like his...
His
guy coming up to fill his shoes. Aaron Rodgers has 4 years left in his contract, so...
Well, he's not going anywhere. I don't think so. I won't let him. Not because if he wants to go anywhere, he doesn't get to go anywhere. Did you see, I'll leave you with this. Did you see what J.J. Watt posted yesterday on social media?
Was it another weather report? Because he loves those.
No. It's about the draft, and I don't even care about the draft, and I about lost my mind. This is so funny.
What
this is
say?
What J.J. Watt posted last night, and I'll leave you with this. And I quote, do you know how long my mom would have had us cleaning the house if there were going to be national TV cameras in our living room for the NFL draft?
That's so true.
So relatable. And there's my great post of yesterday for you from J.J. Watt.
They were cutting to these people's houses, and their houses were disasters, yes.
Could you imagine if that was your house? You'd be like, get it together.
Right, put your laundry away, damn it.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have a couple friends, Allie, and I think I need to save them from disaster right now.
Oh, really?
My friends Mark and Melissa, they were high school sweethearts when I went to Noblesville High School, class of 2001.
Indiana.
Noblesville, Indiana, class of 2001. They got married the year after they graduated in 2002, so they've been married for almost 20 years now. And we thought, as soon as it happened, we were like, this is good. Ain't gonna last long at all because she
You're like Melissa and what's his name, Mark or something. Melissa and Mark are never gonna last
because she got pregnant right out of the gate. She was pregnant in high school. She already had a kid, and then she got pregnant when they got married. So both of their sons are now out of the house. So they're empty nesters now. They're empty nesters now.
Oh wow! They're those parents that are like 40 with no kids left, and they've done it all, and they're ready to live their life.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Whereas I'm in the heart of it at 40, like
But they
and I partied on in my 20s. Yeah.
But they got divorced last year. Last year they got divorced.
Okay,
fell
so it
apart.
Did end, but 20 years, that's a good run.
Yeah, almost 20 years, that's a crazy good run. And Mark had been less than faithful to Melissa, so Mark was the one
he cheated.
He cheated, yeah.
You know me, I'm like, cut to the juice. So he cheated, they got divorced.
Mark was tramping around, and Melissa's moving on with her life. But I've been talking to Melissa more because she's kind of my friend. I've talked to her more often. She's been talking to him a lot more during the quarantine. He's been reaching out just to see how she's been doing. She says she thinks that he's being nice and checking in because she has a lot of mental health issues, depression and anxiety.
Well, going through someone in a marriage betraying you, you saw how downhill I went. It took years to get back from that. I was already a mess, but you know what I mean?
my parents just went. My parents were 30 years, even more.
That's right.
My parents got divorced too. So
your parents did too. It takes a while. You got to grieve it.
But I'm really nervous.
So wait.
that they
You're
might...
nervous that they're going to get back together because of the quarantine.
Yes, because talking a lot more seriously about him.
Oh, she's
bored. I think he's changed, has had a change of heart. He hasn't been with anybody since we got divorced last year. I haven't either.
She thinks.
She thinks.
She doesn't know.
That's
the guy already lied to her
too.
About cheat. God. The guy's lying about cheat. I mean, you found out he was cheating. Why would he tell you now that you're not even together?
Right.
Like, he feels an obligation to tell you now. He didn't even tell
you
when you were together.
Thank you.
So this is a bad idea.
I think
reconnecting
so too.
With an ex during the quarantine, especially one that treated you less than worthy, is I can see a lot of people. This is probably going to happen, and then you know what's going to happen when we come out of quarantine. It's all going to go to hell.
Yes,
and there's going to be a lot of broken hearts from people that were bored using each other. You got to text to 71037. I want to hear this.
What do people think? 71037, or you can call 799-1037. Should they rekindle during quarantine? Your text and calls next.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So I have two friends that have been divorced for, they got divorced like summer last year. They were married for almost 20 years, high school sweethearts. And they've been reconnecting during this quarantine. Mm-hmm. They live in Indiana,
Which
back home in Indiana.
It's a bad idea.
I think so too.
Because you're bored, you're lonely, you're not, this isn't real life right now.
This is,
we're living in a weird time. So like, you're not in reality really.
No.
Your life hopefully will go back to normal and you're going to realize that you were kind of living in a fantasy. You know what I mean?
Because it feels like a fantasy. But I know
it's kind of like,
I know how happy they were, but I know how unhappy they were in the last like 3 or 4 years that they were married because their kids they've gone off to college. They're in Indiana. Both of their kids are in out-of-state colleges. One is in California. The other is in Arizona. So they don't have any kids there. They're both living alone in Indiana.
Oh, and I love this text.
So what are people saying to 71037? Is it a good idea for them to keep talking? Should I stay out of it? I don't know.
I don't agree with this text, but they said if their intentions are clear, then why not? Maybe they just need a distraction during quarantine by bumping uglies. Okay. My suggestion would be you always think you can do this and then you can't, especially with somebody who's 20 years, been with you for 20 years and you have children with.
Yeah.
That's my point, is like, it's easy to forget in this weird situation what's happening, and that because he can't go cheat right now.
No.
Like he was. Otherwise, honey, he'd be with somebody else right now if we weren't on quarantine. Like, that's the scary part. You have to really think about that.
The other thing is, he's a huge IU basketball fan, and he has not been able to watch any basketball or football games because all the sports are done.
He's even more bored.
Yes, he's way bored because he's such a sports guy. And she goes, I battled with this guy our entire marriage over sports. Like, he lost out on family events. They lost out on family events because he would go to IU basketball games and IU football games. That was a big contention in their marriage, like a big point of argument. So she was like, he's clearly bored, but I just think things might go back to the way that they used to be. It might be time to turn over a new leaf, is what she's saying.
Yes, you're stuck in the house with him, but you gotta stop. Or stuck on the, not even on the house, on the phone. You know what I mean?
Do you think it's harmless for them to just flirt innocently now?
No. No, because I've tried this.
As long as they stop when it's over?
Yeah. I mean, I've put myself in positions where I'm like, I can do this with my ex. You can't. And here's the thing. I could do it with a guy I never dated.
Right.
I could flirt all day and detach.
But
when
you've had
that connection. And then you learn the hard way, when you even if it's over, it gets weird.
Yeah.
Trust.
Right. I'm going to send this to her. She listens with the radio.com app. I'll send it to my friend Melissa.
You think you're okay, and then all hell breaks loose, and then your heart's broken, and then you're in quarantine miserable.
Right? Then you're out of quarantine even more miserable because you're back in the same crappy marriage you were in before. Careful, Melissa. Careful, everybody. Stay safe. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
It's the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Go ahead.
Okay, Riggs, tell me what you think of this. Khloe Kardashian has been freezing her eggs. And get this.
Yeah.
She says she already has a sperm donor, but guess who the sperm donor is?
Who's the sperm donor?
Her ex, Tristan Thompson, that cheated on her.
What?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make any sense.
Dude, they're airing all this on the Kardashians. I can't even... I've seen bits and pieces. Here's my thing. This is such a bad idea on so many levels, because all you're trying to do is give your child a full-blooded sibling, and it's just unnecessary in 2020. They're still going to be siblings if you have a child with somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't really get the point of even gracing this man with another child who treated this beautiful... No. And then, so Khloe Kardashian said, what, they're freezing my eggs, and then I asked Tristan if he would be my sperm donor, and she admits it's weird. But they agree that they want their daughter to have a sibling, okay? So then they're left with this. But then I loved it how Khloe said, but what if I meet someone in 3 years and I want to have a baby with them? And then why did I have a baby with Tristan again for no reason? Now, I don't really... Do you believe that they're doing the insemination, though?
No.
Do you believe that?
No.
I was like, she's freezing her eggs and he's the donor. To me, it's like, you're still sleeping together.
Yes. 100%.
Do you think so?
100%. Well, why else would you want to have a baby with your ex if you weren't sleeping with them still? There still has to be an emotional connection there with them together.
100%.
When they're like, that's my point. Should be a full-blooded sibling, man.
I don't think she even, maybe she does, because I don't know her brain, but part of me goes, does she even realize this is kind of in a weird way holding on to each other for some bizarre reason? Like, I get it. You're already connected to this person. Yeah. Make it easier, because you think about, well, if you're going to trade back and forth.
Yeah.
That might make, in fairness, let's play devil's advocate. You got the same dad, right?
Yeah.
But let's be real. He's going to be in the NBA playing, and that kid's going to be with her anyway.
Right.
Let's be real. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
So it sounds like a bad idea. I don't know what people think.
Of course it's a bad idea.
You can text to 71037. Should Khloe use her egg and Tristan Thompson's sperm to make their daughter a sibling, or should she just move on with her life and meet somebody else?
Right. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Who the hell cares?
The hell cares?
Honestly, I'm totally in for once.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7, Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
I just FaceTimed you because we were disconnected and I need to see your face to have this argument because
yeah.
It's on, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You tried to argue with me off the air about who had the best chicken nuggets.
And then I said, we're taking this on the air then. Fine.
Bring it. Okay, you're wrong.
Okay.
Who do you think has the best? Okay, first of all, I want to state this by saying I don't discriminate. I'll eat them all.
I will also. In fact, you know what? I want to say that too. Let's both go on record saying I don't discriminate against nuggets.
No.
They're all
I've
good.
Never gone to a restaurant and been like, I don't want your nuggets. Like, that's never happened. Okay, I'll eat them. I'm in.
No.
However, when it comes to who has the best, I will step up and have an opinion. Okay?
Okay. And you can
and
also have an opinion.
Fact
you can have
that Wendy's has the best. It's not an opinion, it's a fact.
It's a very objective opinion you have there. Fact you have there. I like that.
Dude, Wendy's nuggets and their honey mustard combined, it's money, okay? Who do you think has the best nuggets then?
I will see your Wendy's, but I will raise you the real and true best chicken nuggets, which is
don't you dare
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I knew you were going to call that crap.
Chick-fil-A.
I'm wrong.
No. You can text to 71037, by the way, if you want to chime in on this convo.
Oh, they do. Or you can even call because you know this is a hot topic. People are going to be like, no, she didn't say Wendy's has the best nuggets. Yes, I did.
Who has the best chicken nuggets? Maybe somebody's going to go, I love making them at home, the Tyson ones at home. I've had people that love the Tyson nuggets that just make them at home.
I make them for my first of all, I make them for my kids all the time. That is, we make we buy a big bag at the store. It's what parents do. You make them throughout, you know, the week or the month, whatever.
Right.
So that's a thing. Again, don't discriminate against any of them. They're all the same, but they're not. You know what I mean?
Yep. But I just think the Chick-fil-A ones, the Chick-fil-A nuggets with the Chick-fil-A sauce. I've had too many incidences where I walk into a room and there's a whole tray of the Chick-fil-A nuggets, and I can go to town on all of them. They are so.
I could too.
So. So
I could too, but that doesn't mean it's my favorite. People are texting in.
Of course they are.
Allie, I'm sorry, but you're so wrong. I do this because I always argue with people about Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Like this, people that think Chick-fil-A is the best restaurant in the world, it's really good, but you need to get out more. There's tons of really good, like, I'm sorry, I love Chick-fil-A, but I don't think it's the best on the planet. I don't think any of these are.
Well, let's have the debate next. You can text us 71037 or call 799-1037. The best chicken nuggets, hands down.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Sure, there is coronavirus concerns, but there's more important topics to discuss on the radio right now, and that is the best chicken nuggets, hands down,
dude,
being Chick-fil-A. That's the discussion, right?
You're out of your mind. I say Wendy's, and I say I don't discriminate. I'll eat them all. I'll never turn down a chicken nugget from any of these places. In fact, I enjoy them all. But if I have to pick, I'm going Wendy's mixed with the honey mustard all day long. Now, the texts are hysterical because I knew I was going to get lit up when I said Chick-fil-A didn't have the best nuggets. I knew it.
Yep, you can text us 71037. We have people calling in as well to 799-1037. We'll talk to Kyle in a second. What's up?
Somebody said the only wrong opinion is McDonald's. Again, I don't discriminate. I'll eat McDonald's too. But yes, when it comes to my favorite, somebody else said, I'm a fan of the frozen dino nuggets made by Tyson. I'm a simple man. Hey, my kids eat those and I agree. Nothing wrong.
You know what else
somebody said Chick-fil-A's the best. You're wrong, Allie. They're cubed, not nuggets.
They are cubes.
Sorry, what were you going to say, Riggs?
No, I was going to say boneless wings are also chicken nuggets. They also count the same thing. Boneless wings and nuggets.
Yeah, no, boneless wings are not wings. I don't care what anyone says. I'll fight you on this all day.
But that's another
topic
argument.
For another thing. Boneless wings are not wings in my mind. Yeah, I agree. They're
right
nuggets.
Right now, it's all about.
I love that. We agree on that.
Yeah. We agree on that. But we don't agree on the fact that Chick-fil-A are the best chicken nuggets ever. Kyle's on the phone. Kyle, good morning.
I said Wendy's.
In Horicon. What up, dude? The best chicken nuggets, hands down. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say two things. Allie, you just made my day by letting me know that there's free chicken nuggets at Wendy's.
Yeah.
You were right on the money when she said mixed with the honey mustard. Money.
Ooh.
Fire, best ever.
Did I just meet my soulmate?
You might have, Allie. You might have.
I'm kidding.
Kyle just fell in love with you because you have the commonality of liking Wendy's chicken nuggets with the honey mustard.
Likewise, and now maybe he'll tell me he's married. What'd he say?
Oh, actually single.
Oh, look at that.
Age,
that.
Location, sex.
ASL, age, sex, location. Yes,
how
Kyle.
Old are you?
29.
There you go.
Oh,
a little young, though.
A baby.
Kyle, yes, Wendy's chicken nuggets are free today if you go through the drive-thru. I believe there's a limit. It's probably like four per person. There's a limit on them, I'm sure. But yes, they are free at the drive-thru today.
But you guys have made my day. Thank you very much.
Dude, you're so welcome. Thank you for listening. What do you do for work, by the way, in Horicon?
Right now, currently, I don't do anything. I've been just sitting at home with the family because of all this stuff going on.
Oh, cool. So it's a reason to leave the house and get some free nugs. Nice.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm about to do.
Nice. Nugs, not hugs, because we can't touch each other. Thanks for calling, dude.
Nugs, not hugs.
Have a good one, dude.
Maybe hugs for me and you after, buddy.
Ooh, there you go.
I'm bored. This is how you flirt during quarantine, because you're bored. See what's happening? This is what happens, Riggs.
Hold on. Somebody texted into 71037. Somebody said Burger King nuggets and somebody else said Zaxby's by far. Okay. Is there a Zaxby's nearby?
I've never heard of Zaxby's.
You've never heard of Zaxby's?
No, I've never. What is? How do you even spell it?
Z-A-X-B-Y-S, Zaxby's.
Never in my life.
Okay, so tell me where, look it up.
Look it up where they are because somebody else, a lot of people are texting in about Culver's, their buffalo chicken tenders. Okay, solid. I have no issue with Culver's. People are also texting in, more Wendy's are the best, Chick-fil-A's the best. Did you find out if there's one near us?
No, there's one. I know there was one in Indiana where I lived, and that's the closest one I'm finding. Maybe that's why, because they've been to a Zaxby's. They must have been.
Yeah. But the Burger King, I'm embarrassed to say, I don't remember what their nuggets are like.
Really?
I'm embarrassed right now.
Very,
I can't picture.
I feel like a Burger King nuggets are very similar to Wendy's in
texture.
I'm
a Whopper kind of gal, Riggs. I mean, I kind of can envision their nuggets right now.
You haven't had them in a while. It's okay. It's all right.
Well,
maybe
my kids get them, but we haven't been out in months. Like,
you know what
I mean? The McDonald's. We went to McDonald's for the first time in over a month. I haven't.
The debate will rage on at 1037 Kiss FM's Facebook page, or you can text us to 71037. So the best nuggets, hands down, are Chick-fil-A, right? Is that what we decided?
That's not what I said. I said Wendy's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Screw you.
All I heard was Chick-fil-A. It's Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Sure, there is coronavirus concerns, but there's more important topics to discuss on the radio right now, and that is the best chicken nuggets, hands down,
dude,
being Chick-fil-A. That's
the
discussion, right?
You're out of your mind. I say Wendy's, and I say I don't discriminate. I'll eat them all. I'll never turn down a chicken nugget from any of these places. In fact, I enjoy them all. But if I have to pick, I'm going Wendy's mixed with the honey mustard all day long. Now, the texts are hysterical because I knew I was going to get lit up when I said Chick-fil-A didn't have the best nuggets. I knew it.
Yep, you can text us 71037. We have people calling in as well to 799-1037. We'll talk to Kyle in a second. What's up?
Somebody said the only wrong opinion is McDonald's. Again, I don't discriminate. I'll eat McDonald's too. But yes, when it comes to my favorite, somebody else said, I'm a fan of the frozen dino nuggets made by Tyson. I'm a simple man. Hey,
hey.
My kids eat those and I agree. Nothing wrong.
You know what else
somebody said, Chick-fil-A's the best. You're wrong, Allie. They're cubed,
right.
Not nuggets.
They are cubes.
Sorry, what were you going to say, Rig?
No, I was going to say, boneless wings are also chicken nuggets. They also count the same thing. Boneless wings and nuggets.
Yeah,
same
no, boneless
thing.
Wings are not wings. I don't care what anyone says. I'll fight you on this all day.
But that's another
topic
argument.
For another thing. Boneless wings are not wings in my mind. Yeah, I agree. They're
right
nuggets.
Right now, it's all about.
I love that. We agree on that.
Yeah. We agree on that. But we don't agree on the fact that Chick-fil-A are the best chicken nuggets ever. Kyle's on the phone. Kyle, good morning.
I said Wendy's.
In Horicon. What up, dude? The best chicken nuggets, hands down. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say two things. Allie, you just made my day by letting me know that there's free chicken nuggets at Wendy's.
Yeah.
You were right on the money when she said mixed with the honey mustard. Money.
Ooh.
Fire, best ever.
Did I just meet my soulmate?
You might have, Allie. You might have.
I'm kidding.
Kyle just fell in love with you because you have the commonality of liking Wendy's chicken nuggets with the honey mustard.
Likewise, and now maybe he'll tell me he's married. What'd he say?
Oh, actually single.
Oh, look at that.
Age,
look at that.
Location, say.
ASL, age, sex, location. Yes,
how
Kyle.
Old are you?
29.
There you go.
Oh,
a little young, though.
A baby.
Kyle, yes, Wendy's chicken nuggets are free today if you go through the drive-thru. I believe there's a limit. It's probably like four per person, and there's a limit on them, I'm sure. But yes, they are free at the drive-thru today.
But you guys have made my day. Thank you very much.
Dude, you're so welcome. Thank you for listening. What do you do for work, by the way, in Horicon?
Right now, currently, I don't do anything. I've been just sitting at home with the family because of all this stuff going on.
Oh, cool. So it's a reason to leave the house and get some free nugs. Nice.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm about to do.
Nice. Nugs, not hugs, because we can't touch each other. Thanks for calling,
dude.
Nugs,
not hugs.
Have a good one, dude.
Maybe hugs for me and you after, buddy.
Ooh, there you go.
I'm bored. This is why you flirt during quarantine, because you're bored. See what's happening? This is what happens, Riggs.
Hold on. Somebody texted into 71037. Somebody said Burger King nuggets, and somebody else said Zaxby's by far.
Okay.
Is there a Zaxby's nearby?
I've never heard of Zaxby's.
You've never heard of Zaxby's?
No, I've never. What is? How do you even spell it?
Zaxbys. Zaxby's.
Never in my life. Look it up where they are, because somebody else, a lot of people are texting in about Culver's, their buffalo chicken tenders. Okay, solid. I have no issue with Culver's. People are also texting in, more Wendy's are the best, Chick-fil-A's the best. Did you find out if there's one near us?
No, there's one. There was one in Indiana where I lived, and that's the closest one I'm finding. Maybe that's why, because they've been to a Zaxby's. They do.
They
have good
must
nuggets.
Have been.
Yeah.
But the Burger King, I'm embarrassed to say, I don't remember what their nuggets are like.
Really?
I'm embarrassed
now.
I can't picture.
I feel like a Burger King nuggets are very similar to Wendy's in
texture.
I'm
a Whopper kind of gal, Riggs. I mean, I just I kind of can envision their nuggets right now.
You haven't had them in a while. It's okay. It's all right.
Well,
maybe
my kids get them, but we haven't been out in months. Like, you know what I mean? The McDonald's. We went to McDonald's for the first time in over a month. I haven't.
The debate will rage on at 103.7 Kiss FM's Facebook page, or you can text us to 71037. So the best nuggets, hands down, are Chick-fil-A, right? Is that what we decided?
That's not what I said. I said Wendy's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Screw you.
All I heard was Chick-fil-A. It's Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, sorry. Let me get off our Facebook page.
There
I was
you
enjoying
go.
The chicken nugget debate we were having.
Yep. Chicken
I just
nuggets.
Wanted, you can go in when you're bored, if you're at home, acting like you're working when you're not, go to our Facebook page.
Go argue about chicken nuggets, yeah. And by the way, today only, February 24th, Wendy's is doing free chicken nuggets at their drive-thru. Yeah, true.
Okay.
This is a limit
Fantastic.
Per person, but go ahead. It's true.
Don't ask me twice. Mute your phone, Riggs. Okay, so here's the deal. Yesterday we talked about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And we talked about him a lot because of the All-In Challenge. That's actually what I'm not here to talk about to you right now, though.
Okay.
Last night was the draft, right?
Yes.
Which J.J. Watt, side note, had me dying on Instagram because he posted yesterday the funniest status, because they had to do the whole draft from people's houses.
Yeah.
So it would cut to someone's house if they were up, right?
Yeah, and sometimes during the draft they'll do this because some people are at home watching the draft. Not everybody's at
the
draft.
But there's
this was
normally
all of them.
50 people at the
right.
house if they're at home.
Yes.
There was, you're at home with someone's like five family members.
I know.
So J.J. Watt posted, "Do you know how long my mom would have had us cleaning the house if there were going to be national TV cameras in our living room for the NFL draft?" I thought that was really cute.
Everything. This entire house would be spotless. I don't care.
Oh, I would have had my kids. I mean, we would have cleaned. We would have bought new furniture.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I would have been like, can somebody deliver a new couch before we go national? Someone? Anyone? So it turns out the GM of the Packers talked about it. He talked about how they drafted Jordan Love 15 years to the day that Aaron Rodgers got drafted. But he said that he believes the Packers made the right decision on Thursday night, even though he had not yet spoken to Aaron Rodgers, which I find fascinating. So you kind of see a little bit of the backside where Aaron doesn't really have a say in the draft. You know, it's like you can be the head of the team almost.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we all have bosses, right?
Yeah. Well,
at the end of the day, as much power as Aaron has, he has zero. It's just interesting that he has zero opinion to give to them.
He doesn't have any say in it at all. No. It's all management. But I'm sure.
It's interesting, right?
I'm sure that he'll be a mentor to Jordan Love coming in. Being a young guy, this guy's a Utah State quarterback. He's good. He's good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have been drafted. But what a great mentor to have Aaron Rodgers going into the Green Bay Packers. That dynasty. That's amazing.
Well, and this is what the general manager of the Packers, general manager, Brian, I never want to say it. Gutekunst. I can never say it right. Anyway, he's said, "We had a great opportunity to take Jordan Love, the quarterback from Utah State." And then he said, "Excited about a player we take and develop at the most important position in football." So,
yep.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Cool.
Those are the
And then they said, "Did you talk to Aaron?" And then the GM said, "No." And that was the the interview, yeah.
We just hope that football's back by the time fall rolls around. Who knows?
Right?
Who knows?
Right.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:46. Good morning. It is Friday, in case you're wondering. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie? Because I learned something about myself.
Oh, you did? Well, I learned something. You can go first or I'll go. It's up to you.
I learned that I am drunk this morning, apparently, because somebody texted in to 71037 and said,
"Yeah,
did Riggs just say February 24th on the radio?" And I was
to
like,
which I replied to the text and said, "I don't know, did he? LOL."
So I pulled up the tape. And then, by the way, today only, February 24th, Wendy's is doing free chicken nuggets. So I did say February 24th. I don't know why. I don't know why. I was like, no way I said February 24th.
Because
but I did.
It's the 24th, and I don't know why.
I don't even know. Sure. Days and now months.
The 24th of April.
It is. But now the days, now the months are starting to blend together. I don't even know. I don't even know. So yes, it is April 24th, and today only, Friday, April 24th, there are free chicken nuggets at Wendy's.
Hello, my friend Wendy's. I'm so glad there's one in my neighborhood. Hello.
There you go. Get the spicy nugs, too. Those are tasty. Allie?
I am a regular nugget kind of gal with honey mustard. Wendy's all day, baby. Okay, so I learned today that Riggs has some friends who are married for 20 years.
Yep.
And they just got divorced about 8 months ago. But now he's scared because who cheated, the guy or the girl?
Mark cheated on Melissa.
Mark cheated on Melissa. That's right. Well, anyway, he's worried because they're in quarantine and they're bored, so they're talking again.
Yeah.
And it was obvious they should have ended it. And you don't think they'd be talking if there was no quarantine.
I really don't. Not at all.
The scary thing of exes being lonely and bored, making bad decisions.
Yeah.
Hey, I get it.
I know. We're all bored and horny.
I get it.
But come on.
I get it.
You got divorced the first time for a reason. There is a reason your marriage fell apart because he couldn't keep it in his pants. Well, so, Melissa, stop. Stop
I'm
it.
Not even talking about health. Like, not even, well, if you broke up, what's so healthy about it? But I'm not even, let's picture a regular couple who didn't have any cheating.
Okay.
Right? That's what, I mean, you're talking about a couple who so blatantly should just not be together. You
right.
know what I mean? It's
100%.
Not even like a couple that might have been able to work things out had they taken the time and focus to really have focus, you know?
Nope.
Now, a couple like that could do some therapy and pay attention to each other. But with the history like that, Mark and Melissa, call it quits before somebody gets really hurt.
Absolutely. You can always catch up with that show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Allie, you're broadcasting from home. Do you mind playing some music for another couple hours?
I will do it.
All
I
right.
will do it.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.